Three Americans were released earlier this morning by North Korea and were met by President Trump at Joint Base Andrews. Some are seeing it as a key element to next month's negotiations between the U.S. and Pyongyang that North Korea wants to leave the realm of international isolation and become economically competitive. Paul Kinsinger, former member of the U.S. intelligence community, says North Korea's points of negotiation are still in question.
What they're willing to give up for this is yet to be determined. The U.S. would like them and others, our allies would like them to forego and renounce nuclear weapons completely and entirely.
I also asked Kinsinger about the risks of engaging with North Korea and whether he has any concerns about negotiations being led by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after his short stint heading the CIA.
I'm not too concerned about that. I think, Mike Pompeo's got a lot of tickets that I think on the face of it, North Korea would respect. He was a military officer for a long time, so that kind of speaks for itself. He was a congressman. That speaks for itself. The fact that he appears to have our president here speaks volumes. So I don't think it's so much what position he holds now or what sequence of positions he holds or how long that really is the issue in Pyongyang. It's the fact that he's got credentials and that he has the president here is enough. And also, I don't personally feel like there's any real issue with Mike Pompeo moving from one cabinet-level position to another appointee level position here. It's been done in the past, maybe not with as much rapidity in the early years of an administration, but, there's precedent for this kind of activity. And, clearly Rex Tillerson did not work out as Trump had hoped. And, Mike Pompeo is a guy who clearly had earned Trump's confidence and must be speaking the language he wants to hear as a national security advisor, where it was pretty clear Rex Tillerson wasn't.
Paul, let me talk about what we've got right now in terms of the hearings related to the next potential director of the CIA. There seems to be a concern with some of the nominees of President Trump. Now, in the case of Gina Haspel, it's not because of a lack of experience.
What has always been the issue in the nomination of a director of Central Intelligence has been pretty much the dichotomy between an outsider and an insider. And for most of its years of existence, CIA has been run by an outsider, that is, early years, typically an ex-military person, sometimes a congressman or someone like that who's had a fair amount of foreign experience and exposure. And only rarely has it been an insider. From my years in the agency, I know that there was always kind of a debate about which was the better one to have. If you have an insider, the obvious benefits that are, this is someone who really understands how this place runs. I'm guessing that based on the way that President Trump has, in effect, treated the intelligence agencies and intelligence and sanctity of the intelligence process, I'm guessing that there's a fair number of people on the inside who would like to have an insider who will protect the process first and foremost and be willing to fall on his or her sword to do so.
How bumpy is it right now? We've talked about this a bit in the past about what the president's comments could mean for morale, but even much more than morale, even in terms of how orders are carried out or how well the intelligence community is allowed to do its job.
Yeah, and to me, that remains, again, probably the larger question at issue here around intelligence. Kind of wonder where, as this plays out, the role of the voices of the traditional voices of caution and reason that have guided U.S. foreign policy on both sides of the aisle for Cold War on, where they're going to fall out in an administration that ends up with regard for that, wants to create, carve a very new path forward.
Longtime former member of the intelligence community, Paul Kinsinger. Paul, thanks for joining us from the road. We appreciate it.
You bet, Steve.